DJC.
Gary, KA3JCA.
Richard, how are you doing today?
Okay. Just kind of relaxing and resting there, so I'll definitely be ready for the day tonight.
One of the movies that first you had of a story of moving around for a story built yesterday, and I hurt my daggum back a little bit. Had to kind of stretch out and sleep on the couch last night. I feel better today, though. You might as well know better to do stuff like that, but I do it anyway. Kind of silly, I guess. But, you know, we were talking about the repeater book yesterday, and I got on there, and I noticed a couple, when you start doing some of the things on there, as far as sorting out some of the frequencies, I noticed that sometimes, you mentioned yesterday that the venue wouldn't show all the stuff on the pull-down menu, and I noticed that too with certain things, and then the other times I could use it, they just pop up and show everything. I'm not sure if that's something that's related to, how they're being proximity, we use it for proximity, or what's going on with that. I noticed that yesterday when you mentioned it. I had not noticed it before, but I did yesterday.
Yeah, I know what you mean, Jerry. Hold on 1 second, all right? I got a phone call. Hold on 1 second. Head for DJCK3JC. Sorry about that, Jerry. I was just confirming everything with Daniel and I about the net control tonight that I was going to pick it up again. I had forgot to relay that to him that I was feeling good enough to take it tonight.
I noticed that yesterday about the, after we spoke, I got on there and noticed that, some of the menu pulled in items wouldn't work for certain things, but for others they would work. But, the analog repeaters do not have the, when you download them into the CSV file, the analog repeaters do not have the GPS coordinates. It just shows the direction, how far they are away. Now, I'm not sure how they do that, but, I think the thing you mentioned yesterday about using that travel repeater, or travel repeater deal, whatever it was on there, where you can just pick them up and down the card, I think that's probably the best situation for handling that issue. But the digital repeaters, like the D-Star and I don't know about the TMR, because I don't have that. The D-Star and the Fusion repeaters, they did show, they did geolocate, I think.
Always use the FCC website to download the coordinates from their license, but repeater book and reference stuff, they ought to require that if the repeater owner is going to keep this information ought to be kept up to date. It available on the internet without people having to go look it up separately.
Especially if you're in a, depending what area you're in, if you're, there's a repeater in Clemson that's only about, it's actually on Kite Hill in Clemson, which is kind of it's just a little small hill. It's not even that very high right there. Because you're coming into town from 76, and I cannot hit that repeater like 11 miles away, and I can't hit it on 2 meters or 440 either one. I could even hit it with running 50 or 60 watts before with a high gain. I had a high gain 440 being I had like 11 elements on. I couldn't even hit it from here on that. So it's one of those deals where you have to get real close to it, and because, like I said, there are repeaters that are 10 miles away I can't hit. But then again, I can hit, because of the elevation, I can hit the 6-1 machine. I can't hit the 8-2 machine from here. And several others are the same situations. It would make a lot of difference if you could get the exact coordinates. But I have to go through jump through the hoop to get them. KA4JC, N4DJC.
Yeah. So I've learned all kinds of new tricks there, but I do like the that traveler thing on repeater book. because I could have it list all the repeaters along that corridor. And you just have to know how you put them in your radio so that when you're traveling up 85, that you know an exit, such a ball marker, such and such, you're going to be on this frequency. But then that gave you the option to download just the wide area repeaters. And when I did that for South Carolina, it just gave me two repeaters. It gave me the 610 repeater and another repeater.
Same thing yesterday. I noticed the exact same thing. It gave me a couple of repeaters and just and that was it. And I don't know if one of them was in Pickens or not, but it's like Greenville, you know, the Greenville repeater, but it didn't have anything else along the corridor there. And I don't think, to be frank with you, I think the ones along the corridor, you know, that is probably the main one, I guess, on 85, unless you would count like the one on Mount Mitchell, which is pretty easy to hit with some, you know, 25 watts as you get up Spartanburg and above. But that's in North Carolina, so I'm not sure if you just didn't show up because of that or not. But there's not that many of them. If you get into Georgia now, there are quite a few. You know, there's some Mandan on TV towers, and the one in Dillon, you know, down towards the 95 corridor, that was pretty easy to hit when you get in that area. But there's just not that many of them in the state, I don't think, Richard. That's, you know, the one in Sassafras Mountain, which I can barely hit from here in Anderson. You know, I can move, you know, 100 feet up the road there and I can hit it just fine, too. But it's pretty difficult for me to get into with a handheld on 5 watts on even when I get out of the hole here.
Outside, I'll be directional. Antenna.
I set one up. Mine is inside. I'm just running a 5-element beam indoor right now. I'm probably up about 25 feet, I guess, above the terrain here. I've got trees. I got trees to the north of me, and basically to the north and to the west of me, and I'm down in a hole. I can see the lake from my front porch, and it's probably the lake shore is probably maybe it's probably less than 100 yards from the house. So I'm only at 710 feet, I think.
Now, are you prohibited from putting up an omnidirectional antenna?
I can't put one. I think about putting one over here in the attic above the garage, maybe. But I'm so low, I'm not prohibited. But there's nobody else in the neighborhood has any antennas at all. I've been here a long time, and I don't know where they'd say anything about it. Not to be honest with you, there's nothing in the covenants or anything like that. But I don't want to stir up a hornet's nest when I'm going along just fine as I am now. But I could put up a small one probably, but I'd have to run a lot of coax, and I'd probably have to run 100 feet of coax because of where my location where the radio would be and where I'd have to put it on the house. There's some other options I'm looking into for the future maybe, but right now I'm pretty much at a standstill as to what I'd like to do and what I can do.
KA3JCA. Now, it's funny, I just brought the thing up. There's a Log Mountain, Log Mountain over there, Mountain Rest in Oconee County, and the Greenville are the two wide area repeaters. But there's two in Virginia, two in South Carolina, a dozen or so up North Carolina, and a dozen or so, more than a dozen, for Georgia that are wide area only.
Yeah, because, I mean, where we are, we're going to be in the section where you're going to have the most here, but the Dillon repeater was on a man on a TV tower at one time. I don't know if they're still operating or not. But it was pretty easy to get into. But the one in a wide area type that we used most of the time when I lived in Rock Hill was the Mount Mitchell machine. So a local, the BFB repeater was mounted on a, you know, tower somewhere, on a, like a water tower. And the Y-Cars machine, the 14703, it was mounted on the same area. We didn't have a lot of coverage. there wasn't a lot in the area other than the, you know, the Mount Mitchell machine. But, you know, we use the Mount Mitchell machine a lot, and it's still pretty good, but it's not anywhere near as good reception-wise as it was. I can hear it sometimes, and I can get into it if I use enough power, but it just depends on conditions, because, like I said, I'm just out of the range with you know, what the equipment I have here.
Excuse me. Well, I'm just doing another search now, and I've noticed that South Carolina has, when I take out the Y, trying to figure out, North Carolina has a ton. Again, I'm only showing two. Yesterday it showed more. I'm going to have to do something. I'm going to have to probably go out of it, go back into it in order for it to work properly.
It does. And also, the other thing you can check on too, Richard, is, you know, we have a late repeater system here in Anderson on that 14697 and the L7440 machine is linked as well. And, you know, it can be linked up throughout the state because we have people checking in from Rock Hill on, and I hear them on the 97 machine. But again, you know, using those link repeaters is sometimes, depending on how good the signal is, it's real. People, the audio on some of the signals are really low. But they've got them linked through, I think they got some linked up in Oconee County, and Greenville's got one linked to somewhere or another. Just, like I said, they're all over the state. I think it's part of that Warren system. And it's, you know, they can use a DTMF keypad to link it up and unlink it. But yes, 9-7 machine. But it maybe there's probably something up in the area that might be an option too. But just to check, see if you can see the Warren system. I don't think the repeater book on the when you sort it. When you look at the options, I don't think it shows that. Although it does show those Warren repeaters when you look at the repeaters on like the app.
Well, I redid it again. If I do the coverage from Georgia to Virginia for just the I-85 corridor, and I don't select wide, it just still gives me the two repeaters for South Carolina, the 146610 and the 14703 machine, which is, like I said, Long Mountain Rest. But then it gives me several for Virginia, a couple dozen for North Carolina, and the same goes for Georgia, too, so... it gives me something to start with. So now when I start, like, planning trips or helping people with code plugs, it gives me a way to put in some regular, either 2-meter, 440, 220 repeaters along the way.
The other thing you may consider trying to see if it makes any difference is if you set the distance out where you see it 25 or 50, if you set it, you know, a lot wider, longer distance away, it may come up with more repeaters. And even though they're 50 miles away, if they're wide area machines, you should be able to hit them, you know, from a car with a roof, you know, roof or a truck mounted outside antenna.
Yep. I'm going to sit here and play with that most of the day today.
I'm glad to hear from you this morning. I hope you do well the rest of the day. It's supposed to be nice. I'm going to get quite as hot today as it has been. It'll be cool again in the morning. I got a roommate downstairs, and we need to start doing some errands this morning. Thankfully, we won't have to go to Greenville today, so we don't have to do that. But good talking to you, Richard, and I'll check back with you later on in the day to see what kind of findings you uncover on the repeater book situation. Talk to you a little bit later, 7-3. Great talking to you. KA3JCA and 4DJC.
JCK3JC. All right, 7-3 there, Jerry, and talk to you later.